Fourth and 31, I don't know. Yeah. That was new. That was all the play call, I think, by Cam. You know, obviously in that situation, Ray made, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. And, heck of a way to win the game.
Matt Burke on Hey Diddle Diddle, Ray Rice up the middle. Cam Cameron joins us. We will get to the greatest check down in the history of the National Football League in a couple of moments, Coach. But first, that was a dramatic defense that San Diego put on you, first of all, in that first half of play. A couple of drops, maybe an overthrow or two. Took your guys a little time to get themselves going.
Yeah, we knew going in, Larry, the way their defense played was no reflection on their record. You know, this is a good defense, and we knew it. Did we think we'd get shut out the first half? Absolutely not. But and then when we don't execute, you know, the way you'd like to, you know, they can make it tough on you. So, you know, give San Diego a lot of credit the first half. I thought our staff did an outstanding job with some adjustments we made at halftime and even some adjustments then going in to the overtime. So it was one of those games that we were fortunate to get the opportunity. Our defense kept putting us back out there to win the football game.
You've talked about one play kind of getting the going, you know, a rhythm team and the little drag underneath to Torrey Smith. Talked about Torrey being a nine-route guy, a pure vertical guy. Now he's got that full route tree. That 54-yarder was huge for you guys.
He's getting better. I don't think he has the full route tree yet, but I think he works at it so hard. He's a great practice player. He's a great preparation guy. And he's just going to get better and better and better. And he was able to come loose underneath on a couple of shallow crosses and a couple of delays. And then he's tough to tackle. He's explosive. And I'm sure they see the tape where he'll take and he'll spin and come out the backside, or he can juke you and come out the front side. So his game's really starting to evolve, and the timing was just what we needed.
And that got you going, got you on the board. Then a tremendous drive, an 80-yard drive to get back to within three. And the touchdown pass comes to Dennis Pitta. Again, you're minus Ed Dixon. You're a different kind of packages. We're blessed at times to be able to hear some of the communication with Joe. And the last words were, be smart when you go to find Dennis. What do you mean in that kind of a context?
Well, going back to one thing you alluded to, you know, we lose Dennis against Pittsburgh in three plays, and then you lose Ed right off. And so in the first half of these two games, you know, we have extensive packages for both those guys. So we've adjusted. And then now Dennis, plays extremely well. And you're just always reminding QBs to be smart, you know, because you're in scoring territory. We knew some of the pressure things that they like to do, and Joe is smart and executed extremely well in that play.
And you get Dennis one-on-one with a linebacker. That's what you're looking for?
Yeah, well, we've all seen, you know, Torrey has demanded some double cover. So you got Torrey and Ray side by side. So they go and they play those two guys 3-on-2. Well, then now you got Q and Jacoby on the other side, you know, and they played those two guys 3-on-2 because of some of the things we've done over there with Q. So that isolates, you know, Dennis on the inside 1-on-1, a Mike linebacker, and he's got, you know, some options there on that route, and they executed it perfect.
And your defense does a great job to get you back on the field. You get a couple of a penalty and a sack. Now you're 4th and 29. I guess the choices are Hail Mary or wait long enough to get great depth and drops from the other seven guys and then let Ray Rice make his play. All right, a coordinator, I know you're going to give Ray all the credit, but there's something to that from a strategic standpoint.
Well, you know, you go with something that you got a lot of confidence in, something that gives you a chance. That's all you're looking for. But the one thing that was happening in this game, you really couldn't go empty. And in a normal case, you'd spread out and go in empty back. But I don't know if we could have gotten it off. They were coming off the edges. We were getting pressure, you know, Phillips. And so we wanted to at least give ourselves a chance, but you got to be able to get the ball off. And you'll see one thing that Ray did. Ray chipped and gave Joe time to look downfield. And some things played in. It wasn't planned, but he chipped so Joe can look deeper. So now everything sinks just because Joe's got time. And I thought, I don't know if I'm phrasing this right, but I thought Joe said Ray wasn't a great option, but it was our best option. And once everybody had come out of there, you know, really, that's really the only option he had. And then, of course, everybody had flown, you know, everybody started to flow to Ray's side. He cuts it back. And then what an effort by Anquan Boldin, you know, and Ray at the end. I mean, just something else.
And Ray used the terms, he made the defense flip their hips. What do you mean?
Well, basically, you want to get guys, you know, so they don't play you square. You know, the defender plays you square. You know, he can push you one direction. Once they flipped their hips and turned, all right, then he knew he could cross back over. And now it makes it more difficult for a defender to recover. So now they've turned their hips sideways. Now he can cut across their face. And now you got a big lane backside. But he got three or four guys to flip their hips and over pursue. And now you're out the backside. And then you get Q coming back and getting that block. I'm gonna remember the run forever. I'm gonna remember the block forever as well. That's the best block I think I've ever seen.
Well said. You get to overtime, and Joe's got a good rhythm. You find a nice third down play to Pitta. You get Tandon Doss, who makes a real nice catch, and then you have Joe's gonna kind of back shoulder Torrey to get into field goal range. He used the term that he kind of aimed for the back of the corner's helmet to give Torrey the chance to make the play, which I'd never heard that term before. It's kind of an interesting way to look at it.
No, that's right. That's the place where he can't get it. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, now how's he going to defend a ball that's right behind him? You know, you throw something out here, he can get his arms into it, and Torrey did a nice job of just coming back into the ball. You know, now it allows almost that you can use the defender's body against himself. Larry, Joe got in a rhythm, all those things. But, yeah, we made some great catches. But now then our protection, we had worn down that front. Because our guys are just relentless in pass protection. They were getting pressure early, but that's the other thing that showed up late in the game is our guys up front were just phenomenal in pass protection.
And there's a relentlessness to that offensive group. Maybe it's Joe's personality, maybe a little Marshall, maybe a little Matt Burke, but it must be just a pleasure for you to see that work out there.
They're phenomenal and getting better every week. And the other thing that I would add as it relates, you know, we didn't play that well offensively, but we weren't flat. Well, I remember last year a couple of times we were at San Diego, we were just flat. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to do anything at the end of that game last year if we wanted to. This game, we were playing as hard as we can play. Things just weren't working out. You know, we've had a couple of those games this year where, 13-10, 16-13, where our guys are playing as hard as they can play, but good defense don't allow you to score a lot of points. And this was another one of those games where the effort, the intensity, everything was just what we're looking for. It's just these defenses sometimes make it tough.
Well said. Back it up on Sunday against another, you know, subpar defense.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to this one.
Cam Cameron, great job. That's Game Plan Offense. Stay tuned. Dean Pease has Game Plan Defense, and that linebacking core that rose to the occasion, that's coming up next.